You're listening to the audio production of A December Bride by Denise Hunter, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Chapter 1. Layla O'Reilly squeezed into a corner of the bustling kitchen of Cappy's Pizzeria and leaned into the receiver. "No, no, no. You cannot cancel on me now. The wedding's in 5 hours. 5 hours, Cooper." She wound the spiral cord around her fist, a sweat breaking out on her forehead. "Layla, I... don't even tell me you have to work. I asked you over a month ago. You said you got the night off. If you just let me talk. I have strep, Layla. I'm contagious. I have to be on an antibiotic for at least 24 hours before... I'll risk it." She didn't care if he had malaria. She was going to this wedding, and she was going with a date. Nothing said, "See, I've moved on," like an attractive man draped on your arm. "I feel like trash. I have 102-degree fever and barbed wire in my throat." Layla took a deep breath, the familiar aromas of garlic and oregano filling her nose. She couldn't believe this was happening. "Now that you mention it, you don't sound so good." "I'm sorry," he said. "I know tonight's a big deal." She closed her eyes. "It's not your fault. The strep or the wedding." She banged the receiver against her temple once, twice, three times. "I'll bring you chicken soup tomorrow. My sister's already on it. Don't worry about it. What are you going to do about tonight?" "I don't know." "Just don't go. You don't need them. My whole family will be there." "This isn't about your family, and you know it," he said. "This is about you having something to prove." She knotted her fist around the cord. Nothing stung as long and hard as betrayal. "Shut it, Cooper. You know I'm right." Olivia passed with a tray, nodding her head toward the back. Layla followed the direction of her nod. Cappy's bald head gleamed under the kitchen lights. He gave Layla a pointed look. "I have to go. I'm in the middle of lunch rush." She took two orders, working on automatic as her mind filtered through the possibilities. She had to find someone, and quick. On her break, she made a few calls. No luck. "Think, Layla." She tidied her long brown ponytail before exiting the break room. She had 2.5 more hours of work, 1 hour to get ready, and a half-hour drive to Louisville. Feeling desperate, she scanned Cappy's. The new busboy, David, wasn't bad-looking, and he was always smiling at her. She hadn't encouraged him because he was 4 years younger, but no one would know. Besides, desperate times and all that. A few minutes later, she walked away from David even more depressed. He was scheduled till closing. Worse, her invitation had encouraged him. "You okay?" Olivia asked as she passed. "Yeah, fine." "Well, order's up for table 4, and a family was just seated at 5. "Thanks." Layla grabbed the order from the heat lamp, a personal whole shebang, and headed toward 4, her mind in overdrive. She was tableside before she saw him. Seth Murphy recognized her at the same time. He pocketed his iPhone without taking his blue eyes off her. "Layla?" he said, in that deep voice of his. She tipped her chin up, set the pizza down, and didn't bother serving the first slice. Murphy. What was he doing here, at her station? Not that he had any way of knowing that. "Don't you have a wedding to be at?" She clamped her lips shut before anything else leaked out. He checked his watch, a casual number with a big face and lots of dials. "Few hours." He opened his mouth again, then wisely shut it. She spun around to table 5 before he could ask her the same. She felt Murphy's eyes on her back as she took the order, making heat flood the back of her neck. She didn't run into him much, didn't exactly travel in the same circles. But when she did, it was awkward. No one knew better than Murphy how badly Jack had hurt her. And no one, save Jack and Jessica, was more responsible. She brought table 5 their drinks and delivered the bill to a couple squeezed into one side of a 2-seater booth. She briefly considered ignoring Murphy's empty glass, but her conscience kicked in. A minute later, she set down a fresh Mountain Dew and ripped the bill from the tab. Normally, she didn't leave it this early, but Murphy wasn't her normal customer. It was hard to be close to him again, to stay angry at him. "Can I get you anything else?" He leaned back against the red vinyl booth. The light from the overhead pendant washed over his features in a flattering way. He'd always reminded her of Ryan Gosling, especially when he wasn't wearing that infernal Murphy's Hardware cap. He opened his mouth and shut it again. She was so tired of being tiptoed around. By him. By everyone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?